For baseball-loving dads, few dreams can top the prospect of a son making his way to the big leagues. That's a scenario currently playing out for KJZZ's Mark Moran, whose son Spencer was drafted by the Tampa Bay Rays last year. In May, as Spencer was preparing to take the mound for the first time as a pro, Moran traveled from his home in Arizona to the Rays' extended training camp in Port Charlotte, Florida, with his wife, Rochelle, and their two daughters, Samantha and Kaylee. The Moran family tells their story in their own words.
Why are you so uptight?
What would lead you to believe that I'm uptight, Kaylee?
You've been pacing all morning.
I know that there's no reason to or sense in it, but it's probably just a dad thing.
I probably think about the fact that he's a pro baseball player more than I should, and I dwell and brood about how's he doing. And I think he's doing pretty well.
How's it going? I'm Spencer Moran. I'm a pitcher in the Tampa Bay Rays organization.
So you started playing baseball...
I was about four, throwing the ball down the hallway in the house. Not really knowing too much about the sport or anything like that.
I think your mom taught you to throw.
Yeah, she was the one who stuck the ball in my hand. Looking back on it now, I'm kind of frustrated she didn't put it in my left hand, but... It's okay. It worked out.
I was usually the coach in those early days. Was I a control freak?
You could say that. That'd be an understatement, probably.
Really?
This is T-ball, mind you, and we come in and it's, guys, we're down four runs. Spencer, guys, we need you all to get a hit so we can come back and win this game. And we're 4 years old and he's keeping score.
Man, we played a lot of baseball.
At the time, I didn't know whether I was going to be a pitcher or a hitter. Obviously, it was just playing the game. It was all the same, but I'd kind of do my own little routine that I'd made up, and I'd get dressed and wait for you to come home and go in the back, maybe hit off the tee or whatever, get ready for the game. I wanted to be just like those guys on TV, and one day I wanted to be out there. I wanted everyone to watch me doing what they do. You know, you taught me to never show my emotions on the field.
Yeah, I probably did most of the emotional stuff coaching. Although I think I only ever got run from one game as a coach. Do you remember that game?
I mean, I can remember multiple games where you were run.
Shut up! I got run one time.
I remember you getting thrown out of a game one time. I was pitching in a summer league game. You were yelling at the umpire. You were actually a real mess, to be honest. The umpire turned around, threw you out of the whole complex.
You can say it. I embarrassed you.
Yeah, multiple times. Yeah, there's just that fine line where sometimes the dad pushes too much, and sometimes it's good for the dad to just step back and kind of let their son figure it out on their own. And there was a few times where you did that, too, where you just kind of said, all right, I mean, I know you're going to high school, and you have your coaches there, and I'm just going to kind of step back now. I'm not really going to coach you anymore. I'm just going to kind of back off and let you do your own thing, and that's also important.
The truth of the matter is, probably from the time you were 12, you knew far more about the game than I did. I just faked it.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
Here we have the mother of the clan.
Well, hello, Rochelle. What are you doing?
I am just cleaning up the kitchen after making one of my son's favorite meals and an apple pie, trying to give him an experience of home. Away from home while we're here. Just enjoying being his mom.
I don't really miss home. I mean, obviously, I like being at home with the family and eating home-cooked meals. But the dream drives me. Home kind of gets pushed to the back of my mind. And I'm always thinking about driving closer to my goal.
You know, I've never even asked you this, but how much did you play the game for me, and how much did you play the game for you?
That's a good question. You know, I always loved the game, and it was something I always wanted to do. Of course, I wanted to make you happy, but at the same time, I love the game, and it's definitely something I did for me, too.
What about now?
Now, I don't care what you think. It's all for me now.
Well, Spencer... You know I'm always there for you, right?
Yeah, you probably worry more about my issues than I do, actually.
I think that's my role. It's hard to watch you go. It's hard for you to be so far away, but I know you are where you need to be. And I'm looking forward to the ride and the rest of it.
Me too. Thanks for always being there for me and giving me everything I needed.
I hope I did. I love you, kid.
Love you too.
Mark Moran is Associate General Manager of News at KJZZ in Phoenix. Spencer Moran pitched well in his first start for the Rays' extended spring training squad, and on Wednesday he was assigned to the Princeton Rays, the club's high rookie ball team in West Virginia. This week's In Their Own Words feature was produced by Gary Wallach. Happy Father's Day.